Are you ready for a Monzo Business Bank account? Heather from the Accountants Growth Club was.
Knowing what cash I have is really important. And Monzo Business makes it easy. It automatically puts 20% of my income into a tax pot. When it's time to pay your VAT, I always know the money's there.
If you're ready for a Monzo Business account, apply today. Just search Monzo Business. Only sole traders or limited company directors in the UK can apply. Get tax pots with Monzo Business Pro for £5 a month. T's and C's apply.
Here's your money briefing for Tuesday, November 28th. I'm Danny Lewis for The Wall Street Journal, in for J.R. Whalen. Arguing about money isn't really romantic, but it is a big part of any long-term relationship. Everything from groceries to rent to big purchases can be stressful, no matter how close two people are. But new research suggests that money isn't always the root of these problems.
When you're fighting about these things, you're fighting about something much bigger. So just treating it as a frivolous conversation really discounts what the other person is bringing to this.
Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Julia Carpenter looked into what could cause these fights and found out that sometimes they might actually be good for relationships in the long run. How so? That's after the break.
AI may be the most important new computer technology ever. But AI needs a lot of processing speed, and that gets expensive fast. Upgrade to the next generation of the cloud, Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is the single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. See how customers like Uber and Cohere are training their AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost. Take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/Wall Street. That's oracle.com/Wall Street.
Couples often argue about money, but new research shows disagreements about money are often the byproduct of deeper relationship issues. Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Julia Carpenter joins me now. So, Julia, we often hear from couples that a key to staying together is communication. Does discussing or even fighting about money fall under that category?
Absolutely. And one of the things that I learned from reading this research and speaking with the researchers is that fighting more about money is actually better for your relationship.
You spoke to the co-author of a recent study out of Carleton University in Ottawa that spotlighted conflict within relationships. How did money work its way into the study?
Johanna Pietz is the researcher I interviewed, and she had looked at thousands of Reddit posts on our relationships, which is a smaller forum within the greater social media platform Reddit. Our relationships is where people go to post about relationship problems, questions about who's right in this fight, who's right in that fight. But a lot of times they bring up money and they bring up finances. And this team of social scientists was looking at these anonymous posts and then following it up by doing a secondary study where they analyzed how couples talk to each other, really gave them some insight into some of the recurring themes and patterns.
What kinds of money fights did the study reveal couples often have?
So they don't necessarily sound like they're about money, but in the context of fighting about money, they're the themes that came up again and again. So one of them is perceived irresponsibility. So that's one partner is perceived as not caring as much about the finances of the household as the other partner. The other is one-sided decision making. So it's perceived as one person is making all the decisions and leaving one other person out. The other is uneven contributions. So that's pretty easy to understand. That's one partner really carrying the load. And the other is a lack of shared values.
What exactly does that mean?
So a lack of shared values means that both partners aren't bringing the same money values to the relationship. And this can show up in small ways and in big ways. So let's say that two people go out to the movies and one person is buying the most luxurious seat and the other person is buying, you know, the seat way in the back. And it's seen at first as a pretty small fight, but one person is saying, my values are that I want the most out of this experience. And the other person is saying, I'm willing to forego that for this small experience so that we can do something later. It seems like it's just a fight about movie seats, but it's actually a fight about the future and something way bigger than just where am I going to be sitting in relation to this movie screen.
So what did these researchers think about how people should address the mismatch in shared values?
So I interviewed a financial therapist. His name is Thomas Foppel. He's based in San Francisco. And one of the things he said about this is that you have to talk about the issue underneath the issue, because money is about power. Money is about control. When you're fighting about these things, you're fighting about something much bigger. So just treating it as a frivolous conversation, or treating it as something, oh, well, that's not important to me, really discounts what the other person is bringing to this, which is a much bigger issue. The other thing is what Johanna Peets found in her research, which is that in looking at all of these different Reddit posts, she saw that people who fight about the little mundane things, like the movie seat, for example, get somewhere. You know, fighting about the small stuff actually leads you to better understanding the big stuff. So it's actually worthwhile to discuss finances more in relationships, maybe get into more fights, than just let things bubble up and then blow up.
But at the same time, I mean, even with your closest loved ones, money can be a really sensitive subject. Are all discussions about money where people air their grievances helpful to a relationship?
One of the things that Thomas was telling me, that's the financial therapist I interviewed, is that identifying these things like the shared values or the pain points of the relationship are important. So figuring out what those are, figuring out what is going to set someone off or what is really important to the other person, helps you then figure out how to fight in a good way, in a way that feels healthy, in a way that feels productive.
So we've been talking all about the money side of this, but what's the relationship the researchers found between talking about money and talking about other non-financial issues in a relationship?
The thing that was hardest for people to work through is the fair contributions. So if someone isn't contributing to discussing this, if someone isn't contributing to the mission, if someone isn't contributing to the overall future of the household, there's going to be problems. And that doesn't mean contributing financially. So it doesn't mean both people have to be putting the same amount of money into the pot, but it means both people have to have the same skin in the game. Both people have to care the same amount, which is, even if you don't care, say, about the movie seat, for example, you know, my partner cares about the movie seat. I need to care just a little bit more about the movie seat.
And almost everyone is going to go through hard times with money at some point. But how do researchers say couples can work through these hard financial times?
So I interviewed a couple, actually. Their names are Barbara Krenzer and John Stone. They live in Syracuse, New York. And they said early on, they agreed that these shared values were going to be the foundation of their relationship. From the very first date, they were talking about what's important to them, which for them is spending quality time with their family and investing in memories. Both of them were working in very demanding careers. Krenzer is a physician, Stone trained as an attorney, and they agreed early on one of them was going to work part-time while the kids were growing up, and the other was going to take a job so that their mornings were free, so that they could spend mornings with the children and get everybody to school. So Krenzer said, you know, we didn't buy into that big lifestyle. There was a path where they would have foregone both of those things and totally maximized their income potential, you know, really, really just like put the pedal to the metal for their careers. But they decided from the beginning, we both know this is important. It's important to the other person. It's important to me. It's important to our family.
Julia Carpenter covers personal finance for the Wall Street Journal. And that's it for Your Money Briefing. Today's show was produced by me, Danny Lewis, with supervising producer Melanie Roy. We'll be back tomorrow morning. Thanks for listening.